Welcome back to this course on mindfulness and habit change. Yesterday, we discussed the different habit energies of wanting, resisting, distraction, and doing, and how we can get to the roots of these habitual behaviors through mindfulness. Today, we'll explore working with the habit energy of wanting. All of us are familiar with the situation where we want something and feel somehow our happiness and well-being depends on having that thing, or that person, or that role, or situation. I'm talking here not about everyday wants and desires, like I'd like a cup of tea now, or I'm thinking about what I'm going to have for supper. We're dealing here with situations where the wanting feels stressful, painful, uncomfortable in a physical or emotional way, sometimes even addictive, or where it's something we don't want to be doing in the way we're doing it. For example, eating in unhealthy ways. It can be having an unhealthy relationship with food, drink, drugs, or sex, or wanting a person, a role, or a certain experience. Mostly when we think of these habits, we think about them in terms of the object. What is it I'm wanting? Food, drugs, shopping for new clothing, or an electronic device we just have to have. And this can be helpful, because there can be important distinctions in the ways we deal with different kinds of wanting or craving. But when we're working on changing habits through mindfulness, we focus less on the object and more on the underlying energies of wanting, of resisting, of distraction, of doing. What this allows us to do is to open to and work with the roots of the habit, the pattern of thoughts, sensations, urges, and triggers that can help create and perpetuate unhealthy habits. When we bring awareness to and work with these underlying energies of body and mind, we can address unhealthy habits at a deeper level. If we become familiar with the feeling of wanting that leads us to eat or drink in unhealthy ways, for example, and see that we have choices about how we respond, staying with the feelings rather than acting out the unhealthy habit, or replacing the object with something more helpful, we're then much less likely to simply substitute one unhealthy habit for another. For example, replacing cigarettes with sweets. Sometimes these partial steps can be valuable, shifting from a more to a less harmful habit or craving. But mindfulness allows us to address the habits that lead us to stress and suffering in deeper ways. Unless we become familiar with and work with the underlying energies, the triggers and the impulses, the urges and the emotions, these energies will tend to continue and just be looking for something to hook onto. So we'll practice a short meditation now on working with habits that have their roots in wanting or craving. This meditation can be used when working with a strong craving or other difficult urges or emotions that can lead us into unhealthy habit patterns. You can begin by finding a comfortable, relaxed sitting posture with your back straight your shoulders relaxed, the eyes gently closed. Or if you prefer to have your eyes open, looking ahead with a soft, unfocused gaze. Taking a few deeper breaths and inviting a calming of the body and the mind as you breathe in, and a release of tension as you breathe out. Bringing awareness into your body and moving attention down the body, you can invite any area of tension to release. Relaxing the facial muscles, the eyes, the shoulders, the upper back, the chest and the belly. Inviting a letting go of any unconscious holding, any ways in which we might be tightening up or tensing up, perhaps in response to an anxious thought, some worry, some concern, and then the body often tightens up. Sit in a way that's relaxed and alert. You might bring to mind a situation or experience where you felt a strong urge or craving for something that you know will not be healthy or a wise choice. It might be something that you're currently dealing with that's present now, or something you recall from the past. And if it's something from the past, try to put yourself back in the situation where you were having the strong urge or craving. You know, whether it was for a drink or food or a cigarette or something else. And try to connect with where you were, who you were with, how the wanting felt in your body, how the wanting felt in your body, what was going on in your mind. What emotions or mind states were present? And as you feel what you're feeling or recall what you felt from the past, allow yourself to open to whatever you're experiencing with the commitment to stay with the direct feelings rather than pushing them away or acting out the urge or the craving. Bring awareness to your bodily sensations and feel what's present. If there's tightness or tension in your chest area, open to these feelings. Breathe into the feelings, saying yes to them. You can silently say yes in your mind if that's helpful. It may be helpful to name the feeling or energy that's present. Tightness, squeezing, heat, tingling, collapsing. Pay close attention to the feelings and notice if they change. Do they get stronger or weaker? Do they go away for a time? Do they change into other kinds of feelings? Tightness into pulsing or throbbing, for example. Can you experience these sensations as like waves that build up, crest, and then subside? Can you open to the space around the feeling and experience the feeling floating within this larger space. Bring the same kind and accepting attention to the energies of strong emotion, fear, sadness, anger, or feelings of wanting. Feel how these energies also come and go, rise and fall, crest and subside, often bringing with them strong urges that you might typically respond to by acting on the urge, or pushing away a painful experience. If it's helpful, visualize the urges, cravings, or emotions as like waves, and see yourself riding the waves. Feel the energy of wanting something or to do something, and ride the waves of these experiences. Feel the space around these strong emotions, and if it's helpful, send a wish of happiness or ease to yourself, perhaps putting a hand on your chest or belly and wishing yourself well. And bring awareness to your thoughts and see how these too come and go if you don't act on them. Notice how the thoughts play out in your mind. I need to have this, or I want this. You can bow to the thoughts, recognize them, acknowledging that they represent a wish to look after and take care of yourself, but that they may not, in this situation, express a wise response to the feelings you're having. Let them come and go. Continue to ride the waves of these challenging experiences, saying yes to whatever arises. Continue to practice opening to your experience by riding the waves as long as the urges or cravings last. And if and when they subside, you can rest in the experience of breathing or in the sensations of the body here and now. You can also ride the waves of craving or challenging emotions in daily life when you're in the midst of a difficult or painful experience. It will normally require you to be able to pause whatever you're doing and take some quiet moments to open to your direct experience, as we've been doing. You could take a couple of quiet minutes after the bell to just work with the urges and feelings and sensations and thoughts that are arising, riding the waves of your experience. And tomorrow we'll work with the habit energies of resisting.